The moon was the beginning of humans' interest in space, and seems to be the end. The space program is dying because of humans' feelings toward the cosmos. Many humans feel as though space lacks drama. Ever since Star Wars, space has seemed prosaic without lasers or explosions. At this moment in time, April 2015, our national space program is dying. As of 2014, NASA has given 4/10 of every penny that the government makes off of every U.S. tax dollar. If you took a dollar and cut 4/10 of 1%, you wouldn't even reach the ink. When humans first set foot on the moon, we knew there was so much more out there for us. We knew our job as explorers was to never stop. This video footage of NASA's footage of the moon has been utilized by Yoo Sun-ok. Yoo Sun-ok is a Korean artist born 1958 who lives and operates in Seoul, South Korea. It projects the moon waxing and waning and progressing on its monthly cycle. I personally connect to this piece on a spiritual level because of my interest in astrophysics. I discovered this profession in May 2014 by the television show Cosmos, a Space-Time Odyssey, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. Through this television show, I learned about physics, astronomy, and cosmology. I learned to never stop exploring, to never stop questioning where we came from, where we are, or where we are going. I learned that our existence as humans is insignificant in the grand comparison of time and space. I learned to be curious, because without curiosity, we are nothing but fish sitting in a barrel, waiting for something to end our miserable existence. People don't realize the vast expansion of space. As stated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, if your ego starts out, "I am important, I am big, I am special," you're in for some disappointments when you look around at what we've discovered about the universe. No, you're not big. No, you're not. You're small in time and in space, and you have this frail vessel called the human body that's limited on Earth. Space is the largest phenomenon known to mankind, and I am a firm believer that the greatest discovery is yet to come. This has been Jordan Haber with another Bulldog Podcast.